killed his Goliath. How David killed his Goliath. Number one, David was connected to God. Connected to God. He knows God. And God knows him. Do you want to prevail over your Goliath? You need a connection that is greater than the connection of your Goliath. And that's the connection with the network of heaven. The word of the Lord says, who can be against us if God be for us? If God is fighting your battles, people will think you are strong. People will think that you are smart. People will think that you are wiser than them. It's because God is the one fighting your battle. That is why you need to be connected to heaven. That's why you need to be a child of God. You need to be a child of the kingdom. You need to be a citizen of the kingdom. By surrendering your life to Jesus. How David killed his Goliath? Number two, David knew what God can do. He knew what God can do. He knew that there's nothing impossible for God. He has seen God fight before. And then he testifies of the faithfulness of God from time to time. Say, my God, that helped me to fight bears, that helped me to fight lions. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that will stand against me? I will fight him. He knows what God can do. Do you know what God can do? Have you contacted his power before? Because if you have seen God fight, you will not be afraid of any enemy. You will not be afraid. Irrespective of the stature of that enemy. How did David kill this Goliath? David was not moved by what he saw. Amen. Can you say amen? David was not moved by what he saw. If you allow what you see to move you, you will not overcome your Goliath. He was not moved by the stature of Goliath. He was not moved by that. Goliath brought out some horns to pronounce curses upon. He didn't bother him. Continue to curse. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my God is alive. He will fight my battles. That is how to fight your Goliath. Don't look at what you can see. Goliath will harass you. He will jump up and down. This one, you have not seen anything. Goliath. They are like all these Lagos Agbero. They will just be jumping all over the place. As if they want to fight. And when the fight comes like this, they scatter. How David killed his Goliath? David was never moved by the comprehension of others, by the perspective of others about Goliath. No. Others were saying, hey, David, you small boy, look at this man. You don't have experience. He's an experienced man. He has been fighting battles since the days of his photo. He's a tall man. He's a huge man. He's a great man. He has killed all these. David said, and so what? Beloved, if you are going to defeat your Goliath, don't listen to what people are saying about you. Say, look, the way you have killed other people, you cannot kill. I'm different, though. Let somebody say, I'm different. Tell somebody that you are different. I did not say you should do that. I said, tell somebody that I'm different. Tell another person. I'm different, though. I passed out in one small little village grammar school in Bonijade. Amen. That was the day that Sunny Ade sang a music. It was a time that they are always fighting themselves. Probably Peter, Sammy, all these things. How many of our mothers remember that time? The days of Big Peters, Emperor Big Peters. You know that time? I know Baba, we know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, Baba Bolo Fonu. These are people that we know, Emperor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I was very stubborn in those days. I did some things. And then my senior said they would punish me. Said they would deal with me. I called that small boy. And I appeared before them. I don't know what was giving me that morale. I said, my own is different. I was a small boy. Like that was how they gave me that name. Say, Tiwayato. Amen. And the man said he would beat me. He tried a bit. He beat me. But that day, the teacher in charge of the hostel, who were in body house then, they used to call them one day. Master. So somebody went to report to him that if you see the way they are beating one small boy, the man rose up. He did not know me. He said, you want to put me into trouble? Why are you beating this one boy? He now summoned everyone. Before the whole school. The hostel, not school, hostel. And he whipped them. Whipped them before everybody. I was just, yes, with excitement. I told you now, that my own is different. You cannot just beat me now.
Hallelujah.
There is somebody here. Anyone that dare to beat you, heaven will beat them. Up on your feet today. The Goliath of somebody must die.
You are different.
You know, I started by saying, that's what I said when I started, and that's where I'm ending.
You are different.
You are different.
Anyone that dares to beat you,
then you are free. You are in the world.
Heaven will beat them.
No, they have been doing it before.
What is it?
They have been beating you.
What is it? What is it?
And you have not done it.
Oh, so people say no.
But now,
so when is it?
The word of the Lord is coming.
For another talk, what?
Say, vengeance.
Only
the law.
You
don't know how to avenge yourself. But God has raised
Thank you.